Actually, Duke does get a vote on this show.
We flex seal a roof. And then we gorilla glue the shingles onto the flex seal. Nothing's ever going to happen to that.
I'm saying George Feeney kicks us both off the lawn.
Does Taylor and her have a mustache? I have no idea.
Too bad you're a super douche. Savio wishes he had Kama's hair.
See, what you're doing now is just talking straight out of your ass.
Pleasure.
That's all I got. Stop dressing like a cat. Talk to people. I lived off daily specials for a while. These what type of trophies have you brought home from out in the wilderness this time?
If you're looking at the scale of this, Bubba's at least 8.5 feet tall, I would say.
Because Barry Barlow reflects on being a repo man or become.
Sabio's video package and flags are more than he deserves.
Didn't make it move for me, but in association with the Shining Wizards Network, Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast presents Rogue Day Tots. I am Handsome Kevin, and with me, as always, every single time, he's my ginger bear. He's my Pooka Pimp. He's my island boy. He's a lover boy. He's Big Red. Everybody ever call you Big Red, Tropic Al?
Big Red, Big Al, like all these.
Yeah, Big Al. Big Red.
Big.
Yeah, you know you're a big Al. Man. Yeah. Yeah.
But I was always big, like from childhood on. Like that was, I was bigger than most of them.
You're like a ginger grizzly bear then.
Yeah, there you go.
Grizzly bear's a pretty big bear, right?
Yeah, that's a big bear. Big bear chased me.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, there it is.
Not the biggest bear, mind you. Polar bears are bigger than grizzlies.
Like right. Polar bears are.
That was always the thing, like, you know, if you see a black bear, make yourself big. If you see a grizzly bear, you know, you're supposed to play dead. If you see a polar bear, you're dead.
You're dead, okay. Yeah.
That's it. You're not getting away from that.
So. Right, and you can't really be a ginger polar bear. That doesn't correct, flow right. Yeah, it doesn't work.
I mean, I am wide enough, like the tastiness.
True. Yeah, I mean, you're not really you're not that white, Tropical. You're more like a dark clear.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Man, how are you holding down the South, man? With oppression.
Yeah. You think you're talking to Duke or something? This is late May. This episode drops early June, but this is late May that we're recording. This is the latest we've seen this kind of weather that I can recall, at least in my adult life. I know all the severe weather, tornadoes, Tuesday night. There was a, which I'll get into that in law in a little bit more detail. Apparently there was a tornado. They're like, in this neighborhood. I'm like, wait, that's my neighborhood. What?
What are you sitting out on the front lawn having a coffee, Tropical?
No,
what's going on?
I was just sitting in the house. We're just minding our own business. No, the dog's not freaking out. Because usually with the pressure changes and tornadoes or thunderstorms, anything like that, like the dog is freaking out. She was fine.
Weird.
So usually if we see her start freaking out, it's like, check the weather.
Right. Now, I got to ask you, because I've been to your place. Your house is on slab, correct?
Yep.
Where the hell do you go in a tornado?
We have a central closet and hope for the best.
That's it.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Oof, boy, yeah. That's worrisome, Tropical.
It is. We've talked about getting one of the tornado shelter type things because they no longer do. After 2011, Alabama was really hit with tornadoes. And for anybody that's not tracking that, like it was April 27, 2011, our state got waylaid pretty hard, as well as some of our neighboring states and things like that. Like there was a lot of damage, a lot of death that day. And so people made a lot of businesses, like doing the underground shelters and different shelters, things like that nature for this area. The underground shelters, nobody's really doing them anymore because they leak. And you can, you know, I mean, it's just you dig a pit essentially and you got a cover over the top. they work great, but it's one of those things people don't always have the best maintenance and care for that. Like, you need to dehumidify and all that stuff. And it's the South. It's the humidity. Right. So now, like, at Lowe's and Home Depot, they sell the above ground that they anchor down gimmicks. You know, that it's like kind of a vault of sorts.
Right. Yeah, I don't trust that, though.
I've seen the test on them. Like, originally, I wouldn't have been like that. I mean, a big enough tornado, it's all she wrote anyway, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I hear you.
But, like, I've seen the test and it's pretty good. You want sound protection in that thing because it's going to get loud if it hits.
Right. Right. Interesting. Yeah. No, I don't. In my mind, I want to be underground if it hits the fan.
Yeah.
You know, that's just where my mind goes. And when you're like, it leaks in my head right away, I went, okay. So you go to run down there to you know, save yourself from the tornado, and you're going swimming. And I was like, well, couldn't you just flex seal it, Tropical? That's kind of my fix-it answer, because, you know, I'm not a tools guy. But my fix-it answer, my general fallback, is usually flex seal. Yeah. Now, I've never used flex seal. But according to the infomercials, like, you can build a boat out of it. So if something's leaking, then in my mind, if it's good enough to build a boat out of a screen door, it's got to be good enough to seal the underground bunker, right? Have you ever used Flex Seal?
Yeah.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's fine.
Don't tell me it's fine. It's amazing.
The application you need it for, like, it will be dependent on that. And humidity just building in there because it's in the South, it's going to build humidity regardless, which is moisture. It's not like it's leaking, like it's...
Yeah. No, I understand what you're saying, but now I want to know, because again, I think Flex Seal is probably one of the most amazing products on the market. What did you use it for? Because I've never used it. I've always wanted to use it, right? But a couple of things come to mind. I don't know what I'm going to use it for. I know it's like for a leak and that kind of thing. I don't really have, I guess, leaks, but then, like, you've seen the commercials, man. The guy's in a boat, right?
Yeah.
He's in a boat that he made out of Flex Seal. So it's got to be one of the best things that they've ever created. I don't know what I would ever use it for, how I would use it. In my head, I think I'd probably go spray can Flex Seal, right? Because they make that. What did you use Flex Seal for?
We used the spray can. It was to seal some of the equipment that we were having to haul, like, not really chemicals, but like water, different distilled water and stuff out for a test.
Okay.
And that one of them had sprung a leak, and it worked there.
But yeah.
I feel like some of the things, like, it will depend on the application where people would just, I'm going to spray my whole roof with this thing.
That would work.
Yeah. It would make a mess. I'll get into that later with you, but it would.
But if it makes it, but if it works, like, that's the thing, right?
Yeah. But if crap blows on it while it's drying, because it needs 24 hours to dry, like, you're going to have that crap forever.
Like the branches and stuff like that, leaves falling. Okay, well, that's fine, though. Okay, so you got me on a train, Tropical, Flex Seal train. Why don't people do their roofs in Flex Seal? Like, why don't you, like, sure, you want shingles, put shingles on, but why wouldn't you, if Flex Seal, if you can build a boat out of it, right? If you can build a boat out of this product, why aren't people covering their roofs in Flex? You know what you could do, Tropical? You could kind of, like, I don't know, par bake the roof in a manufacturing setting, right? In like a factory setting, and then you haul it out there and you got a perfect Flex Seal roof to put on top of your home. Now, if you want to throw shingles on, fine. Who gives a shit? Throw your shingles on. But your roof is already done because you're covered in Flex Seal.
Something for someone to try.
I mean, again, you're the tool guy, right? You got the mind that works when it comes to this kind of stuff. But in my mind, this seems like a genius idea.
Yeah, I just don't know what the wear and tear over time, how many times you would have to reapply, what thickness, what.
See, that's why you don't have to, right? Because you've thrown your shingles over the Flex Seal roof, right? So you don't even, because now you're protecting the Flex Seal too.
But to put shingles on, you have to nail it. So you're going to penetrate the Flex Seal every time you hit a nail into the shingle.
That's going to be an issue. Yeah, that'll be an issue. Huh. Now I got it. Have you ever used Gorilla Glue?
Yes.
Okay, that stuff's never coming off. So now what we're going to do, Tropic Gal, all right, we've modified the idea, the thought, and this might be, you know, this might be our retirement idea. We flex seal a roof, and then we Gorilla Glue the shingles onto the flex seal. Nothing's ever going to happen to that. And you think something might happen? You lacquer it, right? You lacquer the whole thing.
Yeah, and then cut that in flex seal, then, you know.
You could, if you want to keep going, but this is a great idea, Tropic Gal. Right, because the grill, you've used Gorilla Glue, man.
Yeah,
you know that's the, it never comes off. Never, doesn't matter what you do. So if we're gonna make a flexi roof, Gorilla Glue the shingles on there and cover it in lacquer, I think we have the world's best roof.
I've seen Gorilla Glue fail, but I work in climatic conditions.
Okay,
like you change the climate. Like if you were staying at like 75 to 85 all year, send it.
Okay. Boy, do we know any roofers? I don't know any roofers. If there's any roofers out there listening to this, one, don't you dare take my idea. And two, I would like you to point out the flaws. If there are flaws in this plan, because I really don't think that there are. Again, I'm coming at this not from a position that I know tools or the manufacturing or labor type jobs. I don't know any of that. Right?
Have you been on a roof, Kevin?
I actually worked as a roofer for
one summer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as you've been on a roof.
Yes.
Like I'm going to give you some credence. Like if you know, I've never been on a roof in my life. Okay. Yeah. We're going to.
Yeah. No, I worked as a roofer for about one summer, just a little bit less than one summer. But I didn't like do anything. I just tore the stuff off and then carried the bundles up the ladder. That was my job. Cause at that time I was in really, really good shape. So I could do four bundles on, up the ladder. So that's why they liked me out there on the job site. But yeah, I still wasn't like a tool guy, right? I didn't use any of those, like the shoot the things and the nail guns. Yeah. I didn't use any of that. And I didn't use, you know, another thing about it, I think I might have used like a rake type thing to remove the old shingles. Is that a thing?
I've seen different devices like that that you're scraping them up.
Yeah, yeah. I used one of those and that was it. That was the only tool I used. Yeah, yeah. So, but again, not coming at this from like a working man's perspective. I don't want to say not a working man's perspective. Not coming from like a, what's the word I'm looking for here, Tropic Gal? Handyman perspective?
A Bob Vila perspective.
Yeah, I'm not, yeah, definitely not a Bob Vila perspective whatsoever. Not even, I mean, if you're going that route, not even a Heidi perspective, right?
Okay.
I don't know these answers, but logically, I think that this is a phenomenal plan, and don't steal my idea, and then please explain to me what the flaws are so I can contour around the flaws, and Tropic Gal can have the number one roofing company in the world. Global takeover.
Yeah.
Gorilla Brain Roofing.
Yeah. Get in on the ground floor now.
Yeah. You better get in on the ground floor. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We're taking it to the top.
Man, that's great. I'm glad that we have a plan. I'm glad that we have an idea. And I'm glad that I'm looking forward to retirement with you, buddy. Where you want to kick some sad, sorry sex off the line? You want to exercise the demons, Tropic Gal? Why don't we get into it? Off the lawn. Hit me.
It's a healthy list. I'm going to try to consolidate some of these because I'm kicking the both of us off the lawn because we discussed mustaches last week.
Yep.
And we missed, like, I spoke to three people and I got three names that I was like, oh, buddy, I did not bring these up. And okay. I am ashamed of.
If one of the people that brought this up was Duke. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I told him already he doesn't get a say on the Tots Pod. So, I mean, you can bring it up, but he doesn't get a say.
One of my things is actually Duke does get a vote on this show. Like he's the tiebreaker on this show.
You plotting sons of bitches. No, he doesn't get a vote. He doesn't get a say on this show.
But we forgot George Feeney.
Okay, there it is.
Yeah. So that's us off the line. Luke that I work with, I asked him, who's the greatest mustache ever? He's like, Don Fry. And I was like, well, there's another one that, yep, That's a sell it level mustache.
That, boy, because if you're going to say Don Fry, you even have to tie Dan Severn in there.
Yeah. But Don Fry's is much more imposing and intimidating that we did not mention. Yeah. And then Big Daddy brought up Earnhardt, and I was like, yep, there's another. But it should have been mentioned. That's on me. It should have
and
been,
I'll tell you, you can't kick both of us off the lawn for that, Tropico. You can kick yourself off the lawn because 90% of the time, if you were to ask me, does Dale Earnhardt have a mustache? I said, I have no idea.
I'm saying George Feeney kicks us both off the lawn, though.
Okay. Yeah, he fine. That's yeah.
But yeah. I was mentioning the ones we did not mention.
Right.
You'll get it in a minute. So we've had, you know, all this lovely weather lately, the tornado warnings and everything.
Yeah.
Before we went on the trip, there was the one night that it was like, yeah, it's really bad. Like, everybody stay weather aware. And we're watching the news. Got the weather guy up. And thankfully, you know, none of it was really hitting us. But there was tornadoes in the area and things like that. But the person driving the weather map on that night can get right off the lawn. And the weather guy in general there that we were watching, we're sitting there. It's right over South Huntsville, where I live. Right. And they're seeing a hooking pattern go like from Lacey Springs up, which usually when it starts to hook on the map there, that's rotation, you know, could lead to a tornado. But let's take a look at West Alabama right quick to see. Nothing's really going on. You might be seeing some rain and things like that. Wait! Go back! Go back! This is where I live. You said there's a hook. There could be a tornado. Go back! That was.
Did they ever go back, Tropical?
Well, they did eventually, and you know, it's like trying to look at the signature pattern and debris patterns. Like, hey, stay with the storm.
I mean, it's not like they cut away to like baby animals or anything.
No, but they were like cutting to let's just take a look and see what's happening in West Alabama, right. And it's like they just got rain and they stayed there.
Okay,
it's like, but there was a hook. You, right. You said there was a hook. That's
the hook brings you back, man.
Yeah. But the same thing. So last we got back home this week, Tuesday night. There is the storm coming through and all this. And again, this is the latest we've had this kind of weather that I can recall.
Okay.
Storm coming through Tuesday night. We're sitting in the house just fine. Sirens start going off and the phones start blowing up. You have a tornado warning in your area. And let's turn on the news. Like, what's going on?
Right.
At 7:14, there was a tornado spotted in the Camelot subdivision. That's my subdivision.
I was going to say, yeah. I was thinking about it for a second. I was like, wait a second. Even I think I know this one.
It was one of those that at 7:14, a tornado, you know, signature and debris pattern and all this stuff was spotted in Camelot heading up Green Mountain. I'm like, that's right there.
You're like, that's my mountain.
And, go back. At 7:16 is when the sirens started going off and we get the tornado warning. It came through at 7:14. Little late, guys. That can get off the line like that.
Sounds like appreciate knocked you out warning
me when I'm dead.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the funny thing to me, Tropical, is that like you said, you guys deal with this type of weather. Like the tornadoes are the only thing that we really deal with up here. Obviously, we have that. You know. We'll have cold warnings and don't go outside for more than like 5 minute warnings and you know things like that. But we do get some severe storms across the Midwest here. And well, you're kind of Midwest in a certain sense. You're south, but still in the center of the country here. You're right below me. Oh, yeah. So
I'll get to you in a minute. Don't worry.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. And one of the things I was thinking was, well, maybe they're just not like, they're not readily like, because when we're tracking storms, especially here in Minnesota, because we had some pretty severe weather here recently, when we're tracking them, they don't go anywhere else, right? They kind of give you the whole state. This is where it is now. This is where it's moving. And Alabama is not bigger than Minnesota. So I don't understand why they wouldn't go full, you know what I mean? Full state, track everything. This is where the most severe weather is. This is where it's circling. This is where the hook is. You know what I mean? Why would they? And I, like, in my mind, I was like, well, but they don't deal with it commonly. But you said, like, you guys deal with this shit. Yeah. So
we have radars all over the state, like big radar antennas that are tracking, like, to make it more localized all over the state. Yeah. It's just one of those things that, like, the first set of storms, when it got up where I grew up on the mountain, the one that was on the mountain went out, like the radar, like we've lost power. So, like, it was,
yeah.
So we don't have the most accurate, most up to date radar for this area right now.
Like, gotcha. Yeah.
Which that's another thing, but we're back to the storms here. You know, that one going out, I saw a bunch of, like, you know, from Sand Mountain got hit hard with that 2011. So, well, they've been hit hard several times, such that a lot of the communities, a lot of the churches have built, like, giant storm shelters for people to come to congregate. Like, it's kind of an underground, like, it's almost like a bunker.
Yeah.
But they've got that for people to come to. Storm shelter selfies that you're posting online can get right off my lawn. Get your head in the game. Stop this jerking around. All this stuff. Taking pictures. Woo, storm shelter selfies. No. Seriously.
Oh, Tropical. And I got to believe that these are people in their 30s or younger.
No, it's a broad range.
Oh, I don't like I don't like the sound of that at all.
I saw a group they're older than me, and I'm just like, what are you doing?
Yeah, knock it off. Put the phone down. You're right, Tropical. Head in the game. Live, right?
Yeah.
Try to live.
Yeah. But yeah, posting a bunch of them, like, and taking it with several different people in the storm shelter. Anyway, the traffic, we went on a little trip over the holiday weekend, Memorial Day there.
You guys out in the mountains this time?
Yeah, we went to the mountains. The traffic in Chattanooga going up, it's just ball buster. And then the Smokies, like at the island, there's a new place in Pigeon Forge called the Island. And I know Ted and I discussed that. Mm-hmm. It's just madness.
Yeah.
But we got tickets to one of the shows there. It should have taken like 15 minutes to drive there. We left an hour early. We were late for the show.
Wow.
Yeah, that traffic was madness.
Yeah.
Because I am one that, if I know the turn is coming up, I'm not going to be one of these guys that's rushing up to cut you off to get my turn, like at the very last instant.
Yep.
I'm going to get in my lane. I will wait my turn.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just madness. Let's see. Saturday night's main event, Jesse Ventura not knowing the rules of a cage match.
Yep. Yeah.
He walked out the door.
Right.
Yeah. Should have to climb over the cage. It's like, Jesse, this has always been the rule, man.
It's been the rule, yeah.
As far as I can recall.
Like, yeah. Horrible.
And because you don't know good music from the Shining Wizards, Brundo can stand if he wants, even if he's on the roof. Whatever concert, all right? I made a note of that. You can stand at a concert, Kevin. Let's see. Duke gets a vote.
Or doesn't.
You said something about Duke being a real super sleuth whenever he didn't do the research on the building. you know, yeah. on the last year of Duke and Rose.
Yeah.
And I put in there, it's like, Duke may not be a super sleuth. Too bad you're a super douche.
I'm not a super douche.
Yeah.
I was so a super sleuth. I got that stuff figured out right away.
Giving Duke the business when he didn't know what happened to the arena, when that's the first time you've researched anything on the year.
Not true. Not true. It's the first time I've researched anything live.
Also, blimp drivers. Like, is that a prestigious job? I don't know.
Like, Paul, good question. It. Yeah.
You know, that's a.
It's like the ship of the air in a lot of ways. I think you'd have to be pretty talented to drive a blimp.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, but
a lot of space up there.
Yeah.
Sabio's video package and flags are more than he deserves. Apron Bump Kyle is 100% right. Bad show unless you're a fan of Sabio, and I only know one wrestling fan that is that dumb. Looking at it, okay. Duke doesn't have to crap on Vega. Vega does that himself. Sabio wishes he had Kama's hair. Oh, let's get all the Sabio ones out. I had a bunch of them. Of course, Sabio has a sloppy exchange because he sucks.
He doesn't suck. He's not sloppy.
Let's see. Mabel wasn't a letdown. Sabio is a letdown.
Oh, you are something else. You are. See, what you're doing now is just talking straight out of your ass, right? Just directly. You are taking a dump right now. You're taking a dump with words is what you're doing because you don't even believe what you're saying. And I know that you don't believe what you're saying, son of a bitch.
Let's see. I did have this. Did Wade Barrett, because I agree with this, did Wade Barrett learn from Doc Hendricks, like when he was studying the flip-flop commentary?
Yeah.
You know, I'm wondering if that's not the case. I just wrote that as a note. Also, what is up with you? Giving Yoko the business if he's looking for some pleasure in his life.
I'm not giving him the business.
Why are you giving him the business? You are giving him the business.
No, man. That's not at all what I was doing. I was trying to explain, like, hey, don't compete to be the biggest fat ass, right? That's not a good competition. Nobody wins. Secondly, if you can't reach what you need to reach for pleasure to go manual, then you gotta hit the scale, right? And then after you see the scale, then you gotta be disappointed in yourself and your own life choices, and then you gotta get a treadmill, right? You gotta clean up the diet. You gotta start drinking some more water, right? You gotta put down the Baja Blaze, right? You gotta do something. If you can't reach your own, like if you are that big of a fat ass where you can't, it's one thing, right? That if you're that big of a fat ass, you can't see. Right, your gut's too big to see it, but you can still, right? You can still go down there and you can feel it, right? It's another thing if you're so fat where your arms can't even reach it, right? Then you're in trouble, right? Then you're in trouble. Wouldn't that be enough motivation for any man to go, oh boy, I should probably drop a couple pounds? Like if you
had it hired out though, like Duke was saying, if you had it hired out, you could.
But what a shameful situation for everybody involved. You're hiring it out, right? And she doesn't want to do the job, right? At all. You're probably paying more because, come on, it's not going to be clean. And then and all of a sudden, like, you got to hire out to get the poison out. That's what you're doing? That's how much of a fat ass you are? You have to hire it out?
I'm just saying you were giving him the business, and Duke brought up a good point. He could to hire out to get the pleasure.
Well, he could, but no, you don't want it. Like, that's a weird call for that guy to have too. Like, he's got to call him up and be like, hey, yeah, I need this. It doesn't, don't care what it costs. I gotta get the poison out. Right. Like that's not a good situation, man. And I'm guessing you gotta find a real specialized talent, you know, to hire that out because I, in my mind, when you're that big, how many different ways, right? How many different ways can this happen? And I don't think there's that many, right? I
it's
really
not
don't.
A long list, yeah.
No, yeah. So no, you, I am. I love Yoko, right? I love him, but golly, he should have cleaned up his life.
Let's see. From that show again, the year of Duke and Rogue. If you didn't listen to the King of the Ring episode, you know, between Sabio and Kevin getting horny over Bob Backlund campaigning, which is just dumb. But you did. I want to compliment you.
Oh, good.
Because you said the most accurate thing you ever said in podcast.
Oh, you're gonna you're going to clip
me. Called yourself a dickhead. And I was like, that's the first honest thing he said this whole show. I'm writing it down. Good on you.
I did feel like you and me just talking here, being honest as friends. I did feel like such a dickhead when I wrote down superstar Jimmy Gear. I wrote down Jimmy Games, which is short for the Superstar Jimmies, and I just went, "Oh no!" and you called me a dickhead about that. Did you hear what Duke had to say?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. I heard.
How do you have a race? Well, I guess just keep running.
Woo. Oh, that's bad. And then the last thing on the list is just adulting in general.
Yeah.
Had the leak under the sink, get to repair that later today. Just having to deal with that, having to replace the line that they don't have the parts in the store. You got to order it custom, and custom means money.
Yeah.
But I got the line fixed. So now I get to fix anything else that was caused by the water leak later today. So just great times to be
sounds
had
like
by
it's
going to
be a
I'm
good
sure.
day, man. It sounds like it's going to be a good day.
A lot
day.
Of yelling and throwing things, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, it's a leak. Tropical. We already know the solution.
It's already leaked, though, Kevin. I've replaced the part that leaked.
But did you flex seal it after you replaced it?
No, I haven't flex sealed it. Messing up?
You're messing up, man. You got to get flex seal.
Again, I couldn't find the parts for a while. Mm-hmm. I thought about taking that line off and just coating it with flex seal to see what happened. Legit did.
Well, and they got the flex seal tape, too. You could have just wrapped that right around. Problem solved.
The thing is, though, the leak was underneath the braided gimmick.
Okay.
The line.
Yeah, yeah.
Protection. It was underneath that.
Okay.
So eventually the dam's going to break. Like if you can't get to the source of the leak, that was the only reason I did not go and just coat that line with layer upon layer of flex seal.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I would have done. That's what I would have done for sure. Ah, anyways, Tropical. Good stuff, man. I've never used it, but golly, I think it's probably the best thing ever. Off the lawn for me, Tropical. I was on my way home from dinner last night, and I was texting myself via the voice to text while I was driving. And this is what I ended up texting myself. Indiana driver doesn't know how the F to zipper merge. F you mother F. And I'm, paraphrasing because I think... Yeah. I was still talking because I would text myself on that. And I just kept on going because I was not happy with this guy. It's not a hard concept. It really isn't a hard concept. One at a time, right? One at a time. And this mother guns it to try and get ahead of like four cars.
Yeah. Cause I need to be first. That's that mentality. The same thing that was why the Smokies traffic was terrible.
It's so dumb. What are you doing? And it was Indiana plate, right?
Yeah.
And in Minnesota, I think we're getting a lot better just as a state and drivers zipper merging. Like I don't run into this super common. And there's a couple of areas on my drive home from work and to work where you do have to zipper merge. That's the way it is. And I just, this Indiana driver in this van just got to me, Tropical. It just got to me. I was not happy. So then I put license plate 50 icky. Oh, go F yourself, you mother F. Upon further review, license plate was 501 K or C. KY. So it wasn't like I thought it was a custom license plate that said 50 icky. And it wasn't one.
Yeah.
So I corrected myself on the license plate and it says license plate 501 C-K-Y. Okay, you got me, mother effer. You still can't effing drive. Effing yeah. idiot. So that's how much I was upset with it.
That's impressive.
It got me right in the cusses, Tropical, and I was letting him fly. This guy was just something else. Now, I don't do a, like, unless I'm on the road for shows, I don't do a ton of driving. I have my regular rotation. Work, home, work, home, work, home.
Rancho Loco.
Rancho Loco. That's it, right? That's what I drive, unless I'm on the road. And it's very few and far between, right, that I run into these situations where the driving is going to make me super upset. And Tropical, I was on my way home from lunch yesterday, and on the way to the office, I take one road that goes onto another road that takes me straight to the office, right? I think in all, because I park in the back, so I think to get to work, I maybe make three turns total. And I'm on the one road that's a straight shot. It's 55, then it drops down to 45, then it drops down to 30. And there's a turn that you can make. And it's right next to, I told you this before, Tropical, the church from the first Grumpy Old Men where the wedding is.
Yeah.
I live right next to it. So there's a turn that you would take before that. And that's going to take you away from it. It's going to take you north. And this car in the 30 is going about 8. And then just stops.
Yeah.
Just not, no blinker. It's missed because there's a turn lane to take that road.
Yeah.
And just stops. Not moving. There's a turn lane, or you can go straight. And if you're coming out of that road heading north or heading south, there is an east turn lane. There's a west turn lane. Or not a western lane. Sorry, my bad. There's an eastern lane, or you can go straight up and then hang, you know, you get a stop sign, you hang a right. And this person has stopped right in the middle of all the action. I'm going, I don't know what's going on. I can't turn, like, I can't pass them there. They're holding everything up. And I'm just going, you have to make a move. There are people here waiting for you to make a move. You can't just you can't stop there. There's not a stop sign. There's not a yield. There's not a traffic light. There's nothing. You have just stopped in the road.
Yeah.
I was irate. Get off my lawn. Get off my lawn. I'm like, they just clearly don't know what they're doing or where they're going. So they start driving, and there's a little bit of a hill. And then you either have to follow the road to the left, or you can make a right-hand turn.
Right.
Following the road to the left wraps you right around the Grumpy Old Man Church. Taking a right takes you down a dead end. So they start traveling forward. I'm going, okay, we're at least moving again now. They start that turn around the Grumpy Old Men Church and then jack their wheel to the right because they decide, nope, they're going to go down the dead end road. Tropical, in this day and age, right, in this day and age where you have maps in front of you on your car, you have maps in front of you on your phone.
Yep.
You have, like, there's no excuse. There's no excuse. You can't stop in the middle of the road and stop everybody. And then you can't, like, oh, I guess this is my, because Tropical, there's not that many options. You stay on the road, it curves around to the left, or you take a right down the dead end. Those are the two options. If you go straight, you go into a lake. That's what is happening.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Drive. Just drive. And I'm a patient driver, Tropical. Unless you got Indiana plates. I'm a patient driver. This whole driving thing really got to me, Tropical. I was pretty upset about this, man.
Yeah.
Can't let it slide.
That's fair.
Can't let it slide.
It is a... Driving is a talent that is escaping the world, it seems like. You know, decent drivers, like decent human beings in general.
Yeah. 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 And that's going to go on to my next one here, Tropical. This is the last one. And I'm going to end up just grouping a bunch of people together, and that's fine with me because I'm kind of tired of it. Your lack of proper prior planning does not mean that everybody else around you has to change or bend to your will. to make sure that you're taken care of for what you need. The world does not stop and start at your convenience because of things that you need. That's not the way this works. You plan. You make sure. You know what the saying is, right, Tropical? You fail to plan to fail. And if you don't fail to plan, find yourself in a bad position, and then try and figure out how everybody else can fix your position. It's your position. You put yourself there. Do better. And you know what, Tropico? Tell with that. I thought I had one more. That's wrong. That was going to be the one. I was going to kick that whole group of people off that fails at planning and then decides that they got to figure out how everybody else is going to solve their problem. How about this, Tropical? I heard about this. This pissed me off. I can't talk about this, but I can text. Have you heard this before, Tropical?
Yeah.
How much have we fallen apart as human beings when we can no longer communicate like human beings and go, I can't talk about this, I have to text? I saw a damn thing. I don't even know what channel it was. I was probably channel surfing. And they started talking about, like, people that have, and I forget what they called it, but it was like giving a speech, but like almost speech anxiety or talking anxiety, where they can't even talk to people, they have to text them. We're done, man. We're done. Yeah. We're done. When we can't communicate without a damn phone.
Yeah.
It's over. It's over. Just bring the asteroid in, right? We'll restart in another couple million years, because this shit is some of the dumbest stuff I have ever heard. Tropical, if I ever in my life tell somebody I can't talk about this, but I can text, put a bullet in me. Just, yeah. I'm just put me down, man. Just put me down. And I know that there's people out there, right, that they have different types of anxieties and things like that. But this is basic communication. This is talking. That's all it is. It's talking. And when you can no longer talk because you get so effing worked up that no, I have to text you. You're not making it, man. You're not making it. And that's a thing, Tropical. Like, wasn't there was a time, and I know if it were still survival of the fittest, I'd be long gone. I get that, right? I'm not out there. I can't kill stuff, right? So I'm dead. I get it. Yeah. I can't build stuff, right? So I'm hypothermia. I'm dead, right? I'm not a very strong swimmer, right? So I drown. Like, I get it. But at a certain point, like, where do we go? Like, we're now in a situation where it's like survival of the softest. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Dropping yeah. out. Like, we are falling apart.
The old adage, you know, because it's been dubbed the greatest generation of all time, like that World War II generation.
Yeah.
Because they lived through, like, you know, the Depression. They lived through, like, some of them, two world wars and,
right.
you know, all these different things, that they were tough, that they tried to make a better life for everyone else. And the mm-hmm. old adage of, hard times make strong men.
Yeah.
Strong men make easy times. Easy times make soft men. Yep. Soft men make hard times.
Yep.
We're in that swing.
Yeah, it really feels like it, man. It really feels like it. And again, I'm not a, if it was survival of the fittest, I'd be long gone. The only way people would let me in their tribe is because I'd make a funny joke. I'm like, we need that guy.
But
like,
you communicate.
Right. Yeah. He's the communicator, right? That's But it's just, I heard that and it just hit me so wrong, because if you're at that level, if you're just at that level, you can't even talk to people and you have to text them because you get worked up. Like something horribly wrong has happened. Something horribly wrong.
Yeah.
Line them up, Tropical. Line up and knock them down.
I get preferring not to talk to people. You know, at times, like, mm-hmm. I get preferring that, but you still need to be able to communicate in some form or fashion. If you are verbal at all, you need to have an ability. And that's the thing, like, we've been using a lot more And I've used it a few times, like, you know, different things, AI to reword things.
Yeah.
We're losing our ability to think for ourselves and talk because there's some 100%. That's all that they use. Is
yeah. The, yeah.
AI, write this up for me here. And it's like, uh-oh.
Not so good.
You still need to put the bones in it yourself.
Right. Yeah. Not good. Not good. Oh, and another thing, Tropical, and I know I'm kind of digging into another group of people here, and my lawn's probably gotten longer. Don't go out in public dressed as a cat, all right, or a goat, or a chicken, or a, just don't do it. Just don't. It's you look ridiculous, right? You look ridiculous. And when people are like, well, this is my true form. Your true form is not a mother effing cat, all right? It's not. It's not a cat. It's not a fox. You're a person. Deal with it. Deal with yourself. Deal with who you are. What's happening is who you don't like who you are, and you wish you were a cat. And now you're running around in a damn playground dressed as a cat. You look like an idiot. Knock it off. Just knock it off, my true self. Get away from me, that bullshit. Golly, Tropical. Is this because we're old? Is that what it is? Because I can tell you that. If I dressed up like a cat and went, oh, I'm just going to the store, or I'm on my way to school dressed as a cat, my ass would have been so kicked.
I was just thinking of, I'm listing the ways in my head that Cave would have just, all right, you want this one today, you got it.
It's just, there's no way. There's no way. It would have been dumb, man. I would have been at the shelter, right? Shit doesn't fly. And now parents are like, oh, they're just expressing themselves. No, knock it off. We need a little bit less expression, Tropical. This society needs less expression. That's what we need.
Fair enough. I'm
get a little riled up about this stuff, man. Anyways, that's all I got. Stop dressing like a cat. Talk to people. Learn how to merge in Indiana 50 icky. Whatever else I had, I don't remember. Now I'm getting all jazzed up about people dressing like cats. Just pisses me. Just get your head out of here. Anyways, use Flex Seal. Tropical's got to go to work today, and it's ridiculous because he should have found the problem earlier because he's a handyman. I'm not sure. I'm definitely not kicked off the lawn. Savio and Bob are great. What else do we got to do here, Tropical? We got to move into the question. We got to move into that question.
So the famed loaded question is going to tie into one of our new segments. So we're just going to roll it into one. Lawn got, healthy on us. We'll just say that. But this one is kind of it's a throwback. What was considered fine dining when you were a kid? So, most of them went out to the steakhouses, your Quincy's, your Western Sizzlin', the Sizzler, Ryan's, and a lot of these had like an all-you-can-eat like steak buffet.
Okay,
but this was the epitome. This is fine dining.
I hear you.
And looking back on that, it's like, oh, buddy, like this is. It'd be like you wanted to take. This is a big anniversary.
Yeah.
Hey Molly, let's load up. And go to the Golden Corral.
Yeah,
I got you. All you want.
All you want.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, boy. I got a coupon. I got a coupon thing like that. And I get it. Like, all-you-can-eat buffets, like, I will be looking for those when this boy is a teenager. Because, Jesus, like, feeding teenagers is something. Either that or the Sam's or Costco hot dogs. Just you can go get 15 of those. See if you're full after that.
Yeah. No, go to Costco because you get a slice of pie as big as your head. It's like a buck, man. Just sit them down.
Well,
give them a wad and tell them to go.
Costco and Sam's are remarkably similar. The Sam's pizza is better. The Costco hot dogs are better.
Okay. I've never had a Costco hot dog. I've had pizza from both. If this was a hill to die on, I would fight you on this because Costco pizza is amazing. Everything from Costco is amazing.
It's good. I prefer the Sam's, but you're just super turned on by Costco. But anyway, fine dining, Kevin.
Yeah. I got a moon stem for Costco. You can say it.
Yeah.
Fine dining when I was a kid. So I'll start here. We didn't really go out to eat when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Ever. We
didn't go to these places a lot.
Gotcha.
Was a kid. Yeah. That's why it was fine dining.
I can. I cannot remember any time when I was a kid when we went out to dinner. Like, there's not a single time I can ever remember the family going out to have dinner, like at any type of establishment together. When my oldest sister, Angela, when she started working at the local Hardee's, we went to the Hardee's as a family one time. But that, like, that was the only time in my mind that I could ever remember us being like all going out to eat together, like it, with myself and my sisters and the folks. Never happened. But as far as fine dining would go, there was one place that if you wanted to, they would take you to on your birthday, the birthday person, not the entire family, just the birthday kid. And that was a Chinese restaurant, two towns over. And you could go there. And I went there probably as, you know, a 20-something-year-old. Because in my mind, that was always...
Yeah.
That was the fine dining. Like, that was the expensive place. This is the pinnacle. That's, you know what I mean? Like, that is... You only get to go there on your birthday, right? That's it. So, like, in my 20s, I was like, boy, I want to go check that out. Like, see if what was going on. Tropicale. And this might just shed a little light on how old handsome Kevin grew up. I'm going to start here. It was not expensive at all. And the food was not great. It was weird. But it was built up when I was a kid as if you were going to, like, that's the special place to go have your birthday dinner. Yeah. If that's where you want your birthday dinner. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that was the special place. And as a kid, I remember eating there, and I remember, you know, liking what I had. But then when you sit down, like, everything has changed. You're like, this is not, there's nothing really too crazy about this joint. So, and I wish I could remember the name of the joint. They bulldozed it. It's a car wash now. I wish I could remember the name of the joint. But I can tell you this. There was one time I was there that chicken came running out. Because they had the swing doors to the kitchen. Yeah. Chicken came running out of the back. It was awesome.
At least it was a chicken.
Yeah. Hey, now. Oh, boy. You take it easy. Yeah. No, but at least
it was a chicken.
Yeah, yeah. I would have. Yeah, it should have been one of those damn kids dressed as a cat. chop them up. Anyway. That was it. Like, I didn't really get into understanding, like, dining and fine dining and things like that. And it really until I got into, like, the food service industry. I started working as a chef and doing research and going to different places and eating different places and learning different cuisines and stuff like that. That's when I really kind of full on got an understanding for it. Yeah. But like, it was a special day. If Cave came home and he had a bag of burgers from Hardee's, it was an even super special day. If he came home and there was a bag of burgers from Burger King, because that means he was one town over. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it was that's how we like. A big treat was when Cave came home with a bag of fresh corn.
Yeah.
Right? Farmer's market fresh corn. That was a good day, right? That was we're eating good tonight. So like my like view on what was fine dining when I was a kid, it's just that one Chinese place. And it's a car wash now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing that like, because I remember Ryan's was, you know, big like, all you can eat buffet type place.
Yeah.
You know, the predecessor of like the Golden Corrals that, you know, COVID basically killed most of them.
Yeah.
I think, you know, buffets and, you know, having to touch other things people touch. That,
right. Right.
Let's be honest with you. You go to a buffet and you see some of the people there. It's like, I don't know if they've ever seen a hand wash station in their life. I'm not,
right.
I'm not certain. You're just touching everything, huh?
I was probably 18, maybe. I went to a place down in the Twin Cities called Ichiban's.
Yeah.
which was one of those like hibachi cook at your table joints. I had no idea those even existed, man. My mind was so effing blown. Like,
I'm like, what are you doing here?
Right. It blew me away. They shot me with the sake, right? Because I've always looked like I was 21, so yeah. I wasn't turning anything down. I'm in for it. But yeah, that wasn't even a family deal. That was well, I guess it'd be kind of like a second family deal. They took me there for my birthday. It was amazing. But like those type of things, I had no idea existed. Had no idea existed. So yeah, and now, man, now I love a good fine dining experience. I love a good dinner experience. Now, over the course of the last about 4 years, my whole viewpoint on eating out has completely changed because there's one spot that I want to go, right? There's only one spot I ever want to go. But
yeah,
but that is like Applebee's. No idea what Applebee's is. I've never been to an Applebee's when I was a kid.
You're not missing a lot.
Oh no, I know that. Yeah. But as a kid, like you would see, and you go, I don't even know what that is. I thought it was just a bar. In fact, I think I was told it was just a bar. So
yeah,
first time I went to Applebee's, like this is different. This is you know what I mean? Like a whole new experience. It's almost like Tropicale. You were there the first time I saw a Dunkin' Donuts went into a Dunkin' Donuts, right?
Yeah.
Grew up a little bit differently, brother. Like,
Well, see, and that was the thing too, because most of our meals, like, you know, they would go to the grocery store and prepare it, but like the vegetables and things, like we grew them.
Yeah,
you know, I grew up on a truck farm and things like that. So, like, that was 90% of your meals was, you know, I mean, other than the milk, and we had some milk that we milked ourselves, but like the. Most of the meal was from the garden or from the pasture outside.
Couldn't do that. But, man, weird.
Yeah, that was one of those things. I remember, and I bring it up because Quincy's is no longer with us as far as I know. If there is a Quincy's out there and someone knows where it's at, hit me up.
Okay.
Because they brought yeast rolls to the table.
Yeast rolls.
Oh, dude. These rolls were there's some top shelf stuff right here. Like you need a basket apiece. Keep them coming.
Well, you started talking about yeast rolls, and this isn't anywhere near where you're at, but do you, like, you have Hardee's down in your area? Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they still do this or not, because I haven't been to a Hardee's in I don't know how long it's been. But they used to do.
I had a Hardee's biscuit yesterday.
Did you? Look at you go, man.
Luke brought one in to work. I had a sausage biscuit from Hardee's yesterday. It was delightful.
Yeah, yeah. I think Hardee's was great. But they had, you could get them in the morning. They were like glazed cinnamon rolls.
Oh,
With raisins on them.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. sign me up. Shift me off, man. Yeah, absolutely. I love those sons of bitches so much, so much. I remember the last time I went to Hardee's. It was about 5 years ago. Yeah. Yeah. Molly and I were driving through Wisconsin. And I saw Hardee's and I went, I haven't seen one of these in years. We're stopping. It was amazing. Tropicale. It was so good. Yeah.
Right. Most of the locals here, like the breakfast is where they could just open for breakfast and print money. Like it's their breakfast is the highlight there at the Hardee's. They have a solid burger these days, but the breakfast is where they make their hay. Like it's
for a while in
the building and everything.
Yeah, for a while before our local Hardee's closed down, they had the daily special, man. And sometimes the daily special was like a big burger for $1. You remember they had the big burger?
Yeah.
It was like two cheeseburgers for $2. Like the daily special, man. I lived off daily specials for a while. That was fantastic stuff, man. Golly.
Yeah. Back in the Wayback Machine there. That's
the In the Wayback. Do you remember the first time you went to a buffet, Tropicale?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Well, Shoney's clarify this. Shoney's always had some kind of buffet, either the salad bar the breakfast bar or something like that. So that's kind of the earliest remembrance. But an actual, like, the restaurant is just a buffet.
Yeah.
It was Orion's, like, it's to the best of my recollection, Orion's. And we had one there in Fort Payne.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, the family, because it was like $10 all you can eat. All right, go hungry. Like, yeah. Get everything you want.
Right. So the first time I ever went to one, I had to have been maybe 7 or 8, and it was Old Country Buffet.
Oh, okay.
And I was just tall enough to kind of see what was going on, like reach the stuff and all that kind of stuff. But my mind was blown. Like, you just go get what you want. And yeah. they just kept on saying, yeah,
they
you
care.
Yeah. Just go ahead. Just go ahead. And I was like, oh boy. And there's way too many options trying to figure out what to like. It was, that was an experience. Now we'll move on. I just want to slide this last one in here. So when I was in the food service industry, when I was a chef, I started like being really interested in like the different markups and how like the business side of the restaurant industry worked. And I found out that to essentially make money at going to the local, they have a Chinese buffet 2 towns over, to make money. And when I say make money, I mean from your standpoint, like from right. you as the eater there, you have to take in at least 3 good sized plates.
Yeah.
Right. That's that. And then they're not making money off you at that point. So Duke and I went, and Duke cannot power through a lot of the time. And I powered through my 3 plates. And Duke's struggling on like halfway through a second. I was like, man, you have to do this. This is how they like, you want them to win? Do you want them to win? And so, and this would have been, boy, Molly and I have been together about 15 years. And this was early on in our relationship. I had talked about the Chinese buffet, and she said that she had liked Chinese food. And so we're like, yeah, why not? We'll go over to the Chinese buffet. And I told her, I said, you have to get 3 plates in order to, you know, to make it worth your while and not theirs. Tropicale, bad idea, man. Bad idea. I felt like hell after, because I wasn't really eating, you know, as much as I used to at that point. So I felt like absolute hell. Molly's not touching 3 plates. She ain't doing it. I downed 3 plates. At that point, I'm like, well, if you're not gonna get, you know, the money's worth, then I'll get your money's worth. So I think I end up doing 4.5 plates or something like that. It was bad, Tropicale. I gotta tell you, I was closed for business probably about the next 2 days. Like, nothing was happening, man. Nothing. And Molly has even said since then, I will say every now and again, like, hey, you want to hit the Chinese buffet? And she goes, never again. Never again. We drive by it usually once a week. And even that, still, I'll be like, go stop into the Chinese buffet. She'll go, absolutely not. Never. nothing against the Chinese buffet, right? The food is fine. But she remembers that. And nope, absolutely not.
Yeah. So my buddy Dusty, that I grew up with, who's now a doctor there in Birmingham, he's one of the most impressive specimens eating that I've ever seen in my life. How this dude is not 5 bills is amazing. So we would go to Ryan's, and he's like, you get a steak and a side on a plate. See how long you can go. I hung with him for 7 plates.
Wow.
This was early college. We went hungry.
Yeah.
We were $10 at the door. Let's get it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I hung with him for 7. He went 10 plates.
Jeez.
The steaks. And, like, they were giving you, like, you picked the steak that you wanted. And
yeah.
Like, dude, the meat sweats are real.
Yes, they are.
He, like, while I was slowing down there, like, on plate 5, like, he's like, oh, come on. Keep going. He was a college football player at the time.
Gotcha.
He ate like a horse.
Yeah.
He's also one that if you were at a meal with him and you didn't finish your food, he's like, bring it over here. He'll use your fork. Like, he does not care. Like, he'll just pick it up and eat. The first time he met my ex-wife, I remember, because we ran into him at a restaurant randomly, and he sits down beside us, and she was done. And, you know, she had food left over. He's like, you going to finish that? She said, no. He's come on. And she's like, we can get you a fork, Dusty. No, nah, that's fine. And he just sits there and eats it and talks to us the whole time. He had just ate. It's not like he had just had a meal.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. What do you want to do here, Tropical? You want to move on to mission? Is that,
we are to the mission.
All right, man. Well, the mission, as always, brought to you by our good friends over at J&J Figures. You follow them across social media platforms. It is J-A-N-D-J Figures. Hit up their website, jjfigures.com. Slide in their whatnot streams. You can pre-order from the J's. You can pre-order the new stuff. You can browse the website. Order the old stuff, man. You got to watch over that fig drop Friday because they dropped some figs that I was eyeing. I was in the office, didn't get the opportunity to. Those fig drop Fridays, those figs drop, they're gone.
Yeah.
They drop, they're gone. Because I had a couple, I had my eye on some ECW stuff and it dropped and it was gone. So you got to stay up to date with, you got to get on that email list. You got to stay up to date with what they're doing. They're doing great stuff over there. Buy with confidence. They ship with care. They are collectors first. Love the Jays. Love what they do. Nobody does what the Jays do. That's JJ Figures, man.
So we are starting the clock on the 7-minute mission here, brought to you by J&J Figures, starting now. So last time we did the ECW Original San Francisco Toy Maker Series 1, and since we're in that vein and we're enjoying this line, and granted, we finished 1998, you know, into 99, and this is when this line dropped as well. So we're doing Series 2 of the Original San Francisco Toy Maker ECW. Series 1 got an 88.3 average. Solid line.
Very good, yeah.
This one's got 5 figures in it. We'll start with the Dudley Boys. We're going to start from the top there. Go with D-Von. This D-Von is excellent. The details are phenomenal. I know Kevin pointed out a lot of different things, and I'll let him bring that up here on the mission, but just so many things about Original San Francisco Toy Makers with this line.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at what they did in WCW, it's like, why weren't you doing this then?
Yep. But yeah, they knocked it out of the park. This fig is fantastic. The likeness is spot on. The build is spot on. The face is beautiful. The details, top to bottom, knocked out of the park. And the only thing that I would change, if I could change anything about this D-Von fig, is removable glasses. That's really it. And it is, man, I love the look of it. I just love the look of it. The scale seems right. This is an outstanding fig. It might be the best fig that we've seen from them.
Yeah, that we gave it an A on there just because, you know, the removable glasses would have been a nice touch, but all the little details that they painted on, the accessories, you know, things like that, the glasses, having the white rims, the knee pads, all just out of the park. We will go to his tag team partner now, Bubba, which is an excellent figure.
Yes.
If it is a standalone figure. Yeah. If it was standing by itself and you had no other figure for reference.
Right.
Because Bubba's 8.5 feet tall.
Yeah.
If you're looking at the scale of this, Bubba's at least 8.5 feet tall, I would say. You know,
he is
a Paul White dimension figure. I love that they did the tie-dye. The body type's right. The face is solid. I mean, it's a lot of these are going to be like a cartoonish representation, but you got the bandana on, the glasses, everything about it looks like Bubba Ray. There's no question in my mind it's Bubba Ray.
Yeah.
He's just 8.5 feet tall.
Biggest letdown of this line. It kind of like the first line that we looked at, the Shane was a little sized up. This one is more than a little sized up, and I don't understand because Bubba's not that big of a man in comparison to D-Von. He makes D-Von in this line look like a cruiserweight. So the overall look of the fig is great. The scale up, they just missed.
Yeah. Yeah. So we gave Bubba a B on that. If he was scaled correctly, he was probably another A.
Yeah.
Just being honest. But we gave it a B. On to everyone's favorite from the line, Mr. New Jack. He came in 2 variants. We're going to review the one with the accessory, the molded on noose accessory. But I mean, if you watched ECW at the time, that's New Jack.
Yep, 100%.
Got a lot of details. You did a lot of the paint scheme. I'm not crazy about you put an elbow pad on him and you just painted his elbow blue.
Yeah.
At that hinge. Like, I'm not as, like, there could have been something there. Like, you could have at least some, like, even trim, even if it was a thin one, just a thin bump up there.
Yeah.
You know, at the ends of the elbow pads would have been nice, other than just, he's got a blue elbow. What's up with that? But got the t-shirt, got the noose on. We talked about it. It's a fine representation, and we're not trying to take off for the little red handle in the back, the knob gimmick that would make it move, you know, the knob gimmick there.
Oh yeah. Didn't make it move for me, but
yeah. He's, I mean, it's New Jack. It's a fine representation of the face, but overall not the one that gets me going necessarily of this fig line.
Yeah, they did a great job on the details. The face looks great. The pants, I think they have a really good job on the pants too, which is weird because they're just black pants, but there's some good details in those pants. One thing that I'm kind of just catching on to now is, how did they get away with putting No Limit Soldiers on him?
Yeah, it's generic, but it's
right.
No Limit Soldiers.
Right, because aren't they already a group and out there and doing stuff at this point?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought I told you, Tropical. No Limit Soldier. but overall, I think it's a fine fig. I really do.
Yeah, so we gave him a B as well. Now we're on to the one that was missing from the last line, in everyone's opinion, is Tommy Dreamer. The most generic fig of this line.
100%.
Got him in the ECW t-shirt. The writing on the back is atrocious, and I say this because the knob is in the middle of the back, and it's like, you could have done something different. Yep. You could have made this one a different one instead of putting the little handle in there for the action in the back, in the middle of the words.
Yeah.
You could have done so much better for Tommy.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Like, Tommy Dreamer is one of my favorites of all time. He does have like a generic looking face, so even if they knock it out of the park, it's still going to look kind of generic, I guess. He very much is a build-a-figure preset type of a face, which is it's who he is, and it's not super far off from what he looks like. It just doesn't look, there's something about it that looks phoned in for whatever reason. It's not a bad fig, but I don't think it touches the other figs in this line.
You've nailed some.
Yeah.
And this one you did not. So we gave it a C+. It's a good enough
pass,
but. And lastly, we've got Lance Storm. Now, when we were reviewing this offline, there was a debate came up, and there's another quality control issue with the size of the head. But overall, Lance Storm is solid in our book. The one on card on Wrestling Figure Database that we use, like, he looked like he kind of had a pin head, but we looked up loose ones, and there's great representations.
Yep. Yeah. This is another one. I have these in my collection. I have this Lance Storm. I don't have this Tommy Dreamer. I have New Jack. I don't have this New Jack. But I have this Lance Storm, and this Lance Storm looks fantastic. Like, it's not a bad fig. The only thing they did, they jacked him up a little bit, right? He's a little bit more cut than he otherwise normally is. But overall, like, it's a really good fig. I love the tights. There's good detail, good contrast in colors. For a reason, I think the kick pads look great on him. So they did a nice job with that. It's a really good fig. Another generic face, but that's Lance Storm, and not much you can do about that.
Yeah, so we gave it a B+, and as an overall 86.2, we're about 12 seconds.
Nice,
15
man.
Seconds over.
Oh, Tropic. Yeah, we went over.
Yeah.
That's a penalty. Yeah. I'll have to clean it up a little bit for next time. Yeah,
but that's okay. We're very excited. 86.2, 88.3 solid grades from original San Francisco toy maker. I didn't know they could produce a line like that, so. After reviewing WCW.
Yeah, no, they did a fantastic job, man. Fantastic job. The mission brought to you by J&J Figures. Again, J&J Figures across social media, jjfigures.com. Check them out. You're going to be happy you did. Trust me on this. I'm somewhat of a collector myself. I'm also a J&J purchaser. So, trust me. I know what I'm doing on this. Tropical, we got to get to trophies, man. We got to get to trophies. What type of trophies have you brought home from out in the wilderness this time?
Out in the wilderness, not so much. I'm wearing my Nashville Predators hat.
It's a good cap. Good cap.
we were in the Smokies, and Lids had a Memorial Day weekend sale like Sunday. This was $5. Sold. Yep. I've been boxing up and shopping and all these things. Like Cassie's even asked me at times, like, hey, are you looking for anything? I said, not really, because I have so many figs in my office that I don't really want to add any more at the moment. I did hop on a stream though.
Yeah.
Because there's one Barry Darso figure
that's beautiful.
It could use a Herbie Hancock on there, at a signing in the future. My brother was, he's a big Barry Darso guy. Like mm-hmm. he was Smash. I was Axe.
Yeah.
Bill Eadie was mine. Barry Darso was his. That was
yeah.
our dream of becoming Demolition one day and just beating the crap out of people.
Tropical, I know we're in trophies, but I want to slide this in here. This is a late lawn entry. 411 Mania, it's a site that I've gone to for years. They put out an article. The headline was Barry Barlow reflects on being a repo man or becoming repo man. And then throughout the entire article, they called Barry Darso Barry Barlow. The entire thing. This is unacceptable. 411 is a good site. What are you doing to me? Look, like, read, proofread. Anyway, sorry, I forgot about that. I want to slide that one in. But that's a great fig. I have that fig, not with the accessories, but I have that fig.
It's just a crowbar and, that molded on jacket.
Yeah.
But because the sleeves are like that, that's the mold. The jacket slips over the front and the sleeves. It's like the Ultimate Edition style.
Yeah.
But this is one for the brother's personal collection that I would love to take him with me to meet them and get it signed one day. So,
yeah.
But yeah, that's a hat that, otherwise adulting and buying stuff to fix this is all I've been.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Wow. Yeah. So I'm not running super deep either. My wife, came across a Rosie. I've been looking for that to complete that Legends line. So that is complete now. I did grab the Turtles had a clearance sale, so I picked up one of those newer Turtles to put in my Turtle van that I picked up, so I was happy about that. There was a Wardlow for $4 at Target.
Yeah.
Not on the ECW train or the AEW train, but I'm not going to pass that up. I'm just not. And the best part about the entire trophies this time through Tropical is I got myself a new tattoo, and you're familiar with the Tropical because you did the art of that son of a bitch. Look at how beautiful that turned out, Tropical. Look at that. That is. Boy, she's pretty, isn't she?
Yeah. I'm going to need to get the layout of your tattoos again to update the drawing again. So thanks a lot, you prick.
I love this tattoo, Tropical. This is a play off of the logo of my favorite spot, Rancho Loco. Yeah, Tropical did it up real nice. It looks beautiful. The guys at Rancho Loco couldn't believe it when I showed up. They love it. When we were there last night, Molly was a little bit behind me, so we just met at Rancho Loco, and three of the guys, the staff there, just sat in the booth with me and hung out. I love these guys, man. They're just the tops. They started talking about tattoos and all that different kind of stuff. They wanted to know about the other. They saw that I got this one now. They want to know about the other ones. I did get, I went back in for some touch-up work there to get the little filler on the mask and filler on the Cobra Commander and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, my tattoo artist, she does such phenomenal work. And
that's clean.
Yeah. It's a beaut, man. It is an absolute beaut. Couldn't be happier with it. So I got that. I think that is, I'm trying to think, man. Oh, paid off my student loans, Tropical.
That's...
I am out of student debt.
Nice.
Done with it, man. Done with it. Little, like, part of me is happy about it. Part of me is still kind of mad because I was of the mindset I'll pay them off when I'm ready to pay them off.
Yeah.
And Molly was like, Kevin, it's, you owe them not much. Just pay it off. And I'm like, no, they'll get paid off when I decide they're paid off.
Yeah.
Cause I probably could have just paid them off for I don't know, maybe a year now. You know what I mean? Just been done with them. But in my mind, I'm like, no, I'm not going to satisfy them. All right. They'll get satisfied when I decide they're getting satisfied. Yeah. Well, my wife told me that it was time to satisfy the lenders. So they've been satisfied and that one's done. So that's kind of a trophy tropical in a certain sense. Anytime you get done with student loans after 20 years. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, it's not bad. Not bad. And those are my trophies, man. Those are my trophies. Not too bad. Not too bad. I'm happy with it. I am happy with it.
I remember writing the last check on mine, you know, and like I put it in the checkbook, like the ledger and everything like that, and it's like paid off, and like suck it, like you know, that's where I wanted to be, like it was just done.
Yep, I hear you, man. I hear you. I'm happy to be done. Happy to be done. With that tropical, what do we got here, man? We're gonna sign off here. You got something to say during the sign off?
Yeah. Well, your wrestling takes are terrible. We'll start that, but we've already discussed that. We don't have to go again.
Tropical, no, they're not. You are just talking straight nonsense. You're speaking straight out of your ass, man. And it's just unacceptable. I was gonna, you know, what I was gonna do, Tropical, because I was laughing so hard. I was gonna share everybody the text string with you, me, MF for Ted, because that was way too funny, Tropical. I don't know. That was I don't know if that's Todd's pot approved or not, but that was I had a great time in that conversation.
Yeah, it was. We have a good time. Just plug the socials here. You can find us on Twitter at TotsPod. You can find the channel page at GBW Pods. That's Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast. You can find our sister show, the Year of Duke and Rogue Podcast, at Year of Pod on Twitter. They're covering between WrestleMania 11 and WrestleMania 12. Two of the worst shows ever have already been covered. So
it's been an interesting time.
Yeah, been an interesting time. But you can find us there on Facebook, Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast. Just look us up. You can give us a like, follow. I don't know all the rules and stuff like that, but we do enjoy conversing and communicating on Instagram at GBW Pods. You can find our merch at ProWrestlingTees.com/GorillaBrain. And then just our people, Ted, Manny, you know, Big Daddy. Appreciate you guys. That's, you know, what y'all do, my man Dougie Nunya, Johnny C there in the elite groups. I had a lot of fun. I did have a trophy that popped up into my head.
Hey.
Went to the card store at the Smokies. That was the big thing that I bought.
Yeah, yeah.
I did not hit like the home run. They had multiple one of ones in the pack that I bought, but the 7 card stud.
Yeah.
Like the autographed cards, like there's two, one of one, like a Cam Rising, Lenora Sellers, one of one autographed cards. Yeah. And then, you know, a couple of 2 of 2 or like of 1 of 2 cards. They're both 2 of 2, but anyway, got those. And then I got a Bill Walton. Come here. Drop it in the floor. Bill Walton rookie card.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah. Scored that at that card store. Love that place. The Dugout, Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Shout out. Love that. Just good times. Dougie Nunya, Johnny C, the Jays. Guys, just keep crushing it. I've been communicating a lot with the Jays lately. They're helping me alleviate the burden of room in this office.
Yeah.
A significant amount, so. Always want to give them love, give them their props.
Yeah, of course, man. Always. Big Daddy, MF for Ted. Hope you're doing well, man. Let me know what you think about Flex Seal, because it feels like MF for Ted knows a little bit about
Flex
Seal.
I feel like if somebody could use Flex Seal, like, and use it well and give you the pros and cons, Ted might know.
I think he might know, yeah. Yeah, Manny, hope you're doing well, brother. Obviously, the Wizards live every Monday night. 6 Central, 7 Eastern. That's myself. That is my main man, Double T. It's Tony with the Y and the Brundle Fly. We're doing a lot of new cool things over there in the Wizards on Monday nights. Be sure to check us out. Boy, I think that's all I got, Tropic. Is there anything else? Is there anything else that I got, man? I don't think there is. I think we can probably pin this one up, right? Call it a day, wrap it up, slide it in, you know, the whole thing. Anyways, with that, Tropical, we'll sign off. I want to say thank you to everybody for taking the time to hang out with us a little bit, talk a little mission, talk a little walk down childhood memory lane, fine dining, all that good stuff, kicking people off the lawn. With that, be good to one another. Take care of one another. Support one another. Stop dressing like a cat. Thank you very much, everybody.